My mouth is dry as I say. It takes time to prepare rooms, especially for such a guest. Of course, we would welcome him here, show him our famous Ritz hospitality. Imagine, Hitler and I under the same roof. The thought sends shivers down my spine. But the message, and the ones following, made it quite clear the importance of any opportunity to get to the architect of our misery. His voice is cold.
I'm sure his staff will make adequate preparations for his arrival.
We are one of the closest hotels to the Jardin des Tuileries, after all, and the opening night party will be here. I'm babbling, thinking, just say he's coming, just say it.
Indeed.
Spatz? Chanel's voice wavers down. You could have let me know if the Fuhrer is definitely coming. I need a new outfit. His lips lift in the hint of a smile at me, briefly as he calls back.
Arno only confirmed it to me last night. You have 10 days to find just the thing.
Then his eyes slip back to mine. I feign a noncommittal expression.
I wouldn't dream of buying someone else's designs,
Chanel shrieks.
Devereux, I want some satin cream this time.
The bed creaks as she gets out of it. Then her face pokes around the staircase corner. She glares at the Baron.
If the theme is strength through joy, I'll be damned if I won't share my strength and my joy with my own creations. Jean Cocteau will be there as well, and you know I want to work again with him. Devereux, you can help, can't you?
My cheeks flush. It would be my honour, mademoiselle.
Drag that singer out, and...
She waggles a thin finger at the mantelpiece.
Spatz, give us some of the Reichmark, and Devereux, hurry. 6 or 7 yards should do it, and some lining.